This weekend, work by one of the first great American surrealist painters goes on display at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports.
Like a lot of surreal things, the work of Peter Bloom is and is not. Back in the 1930s, surrealism was not so much a movement you dabbled in, but a club you joined. I mean, literally, your name was on a list maintained by Europeans who developed surrealist theory. Curator Bob Cozzolino says Bloom's name was not on that list.
He's always careful to say, I'm not a joiner. You know, I'm not going to actually be part of that movement, but he's willing to take what he feels like is useful to him.
The retrospective that Cozzolino put together at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts shows that in 1938, Bloom hit a creative wall. His previous work was both difficult, people wondered if it was art at all, and politically charged, critical of rising totalitarianism in Europe. The controversies around his work made him famous and exhausted. To get out of his slump, Cozzolino says the artist turned to the surrealist technique of automatic drawing, drawing when he was half awake or in a trance state or just distracted.
The work is highly crafted. A lot of attention to detail. There's a lot of attention to the relationship of things to space. And automatic drawing is supposed to free yourself up from all those kinds of, basically that head trip, that there's an expectation that your art has.
Cozzolino says Bloom's automatic drawings inspired new work for the rest of his career, including landscapes that anticipate color field painting, like what Mark Rothko did. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.